P.S. I Love Hoffman is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Iggy Pop! Amen! Let it rock!
I'm a fucking idiot.
Red meat, we crave sustenance.
I'm an artist.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Cooley.
It's fun to have some fun.
Tommy,
it's a tape thing.
Whoever she is, I'm going to find her and I'm going to hurt her.
I've spent the past 3 years learning Finnish.
I'm always home. I'm uncool.
This is a process of dehypnotization.
Shut up!
Need a little bit of water.
Hey, Hoff fans. Welcome to P.S. I Still Love Hoffman, our love letter to the remarkable career of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'm still Brian Rodriguez.
And I am still Kyle Reinfried.
We're always home, we're always uncool, and we're always ready to talk all things Philip Seymour Hoffman and beyond. Kyle, how you been? How's it been going?
I've been doing pretty well. Been, you know, cooking away on foodie films and just, you know, getting ready for the summer. Today happens to be a cold, rainy day in May, but looking forward to the summer and some summer foods. Although I will share, as I did, I think elsewhere, that I have joined Weight Watchers. So while I might not be eating as much food, I'm still going to be eating some good food.
Yeah, how are you going to reconcile that, being a foodie? But what are you going to be, a healthy foodie or just a
no? It's not. It's
a moderation
not, it's not
foodie.
A moderation foodie. It's all about, you know, the whole way that Weight Watchers works is that it takes like your weight, your age, the amount of activity you do, and it tells you how many points you can have a day. And then, but like on Weight Watchers, fruit, fish, chicken, eggs, those are like 0 points.
Mm.
So when you have like a dish, then you just have to take in chance of like what sauce is on it. And then you get like some points that way if it's any of those dishes. So there's, you know, and then even then it's not like, you know, you just, for instance, I've talked before, at least on foodie films, of my grandmother's famous cream puffs. Those were like 13, 14 points each when I am allotted 40 points a day. So
wow.
You know, I didn't, you know, but that's fine because we had like a turkey dinner and I saw, which is turkey is nothing. Then I had some potatoes, which were like 4 points, and then green beans and carrots. Those are 0 points. So then, you know, most of the points that day went to the cream puffs. So you just got to be, it's, you know, it's moderation and probably some rationalization in there as well.
Now, last question I'll ask you about this, because I am curious, because this is something I think about as well. Your target weight, whatever that might be.
Sure.
Is it a little bit under so that you can, you know, it, let me rephrase that. Is,
I get what you're saying.
Like I don't know how to describe it, but like, is your target weight under so that like, you know, there's going to
be. So I'm not disappointed?
No. I mean, like, you know, there's going to be inevitable weight gain once you're off the Weight Watchers, you know?
Yeah, but I'm still, my target, what I want to lose is what I'm saying and what I'm aiming to lose. But I know, obviously, like, my whole thing is after this, like, I joined and it's like a 3 month program, like, it was some kind of deal. So, you know, it's a 3 month deal. And then afterwards it goes back to your, the usual monthly fee to belong to Weight Watchers. But after those 3 months, I'm going to see how much weight I lost, if I'm happy with that. Like, I don't own a scale. Like, I'm not, like, one of these people that, like, I'm going to weigh myself every day or even every week. I'm going to weigh what I'm going to weigh, but I'm just going to do this and see how much weight I lose. And if I'm happy with that at the end of the 3 months, I'm going to, there's a great app that my endocrinologist recommended. Friends of mine that go to the gym frequently recommended. It's called My Fitness Pal. And by the way, I'm not being paid by My Fitness Pal, although My Fitness Pal, I would love to be paid by you. So, but it's a great app that, like, you can get that and you can get a Fitbit, and it just like totally tells you how many calories a day you can have, how many steps you've done. If you've gone over the amount of steps your average should be, it obviously increases how many calories you can eat that day. So all of it is like the Weight Watchers is to, like, you know, get those initial pounds off that I want to get, and then I'm going to just be smart from the, you know, there out, of just like how many, you know, because you just, it just makes you realize, like, oh yeah, like, I mean, as much as I love pizza, like, I can have a slice of pizza, not, you know, three slices of pizza, or two slices of pizza, not four slices of pizza. Like, it's not necessary. Like, the other night I had a glass of bourbon. Like, I didn't have to, you know, go and have a bunch. And while, I mean, there will still be nights that I'll then have, you know, just a bunch of drinks and a bunch of food. Then I'll just have to work harder the next week. But it's just, you know, we're not getting younger, and I want to, you know, I want to keep eating, so I want to eat healthier so I can be around longer so I can eat more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I'm sure there'll be, you know, it makes sense, and I'm sure there'll be exceptions for holidays and...
Oh, of course.
And,
yeah.
You know, special times. Yeah. And I'm sure everyone tuned in today to hear about your diet plan.
Yes. The most riveting, it's that, and let's talk Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones talk is banned here. It's too controversial.
It's way too controversial.
We'll be going on forever.
Yeah, it really is.
No, but we're obviously here to talk Hoffman. I do wonder, though, for you in the summer, because summer is such a good food season, but it's also a good blockbuster film season.
It is. We already had the biggest blockbuster of all time come out. Well, it's on its way to beat Avatar, so but that's fine. So we've got
Kyle, that there are four more Avatars coming out, so those will definitely do well.
That is true.
No, but that's why we chose our two films this month for PS I Still Love Hoffman: Mission Impossible 3 and Twister. And ooh, I gotta say, guys, the voting came in hot this month. I think we had a record turnout in votes, and it was one of the closest votes we've ever had.
But yeah, it was a real nail-biter.
Before, though, we get into who won, why don't you recap, Kyle, the pros of both these films, starting with Mission Impossible 3?
Well, I'm only going to say the pros because there's no cons, but to Mission Impossible 3... there's the obvious, clearly the third entry in the Mission Impossible franchise. It is the feature film directorial debut of J.J. Abrams, a man that has taken the mantle of directing the greatest blockbuster franchise of all time, Star Wars. And obviously he brought in Philip Seymour Hoffman to face off against Tommy Cruise, hashtag Tom Club, excuse me, which I was recently on for Cocktail, so listen to that episode. And and he is, you know, our main man is just an amazing bad guy. He is just badass. He ends up being like, they have like a physical fight at the end, but he's just so much more of just like the smart and just like the just. I mean, I don't know what to call that. The threat level that he is, the emotional toll that he's taken on Ethan in that film is just amazing. So
yeah,
it's a great one.
I wouldn't be disappointed with that choice. That's for sure. You mentioned that you were on Cocktail with Tom Cruise on Tom Club on the Cage Club Podcast Network, and that is like a very popular soundtrack. Well, I guess the song Kokomo from the Beach Boys is on the soundtrack. Now, is there a Philip Seymour Hoffman film that has like a distinctive song? I don't think so.
Well,
right?
We just did Almost Famous and Tiny Dancer played in it.
No, but it wasn't written for the movie to be
on
the soundtrack.
Oh. There's a famous whistle from Hunger Games.
True. Now, Hunger Games soundtrack is actually really, really good, but it's not. Like, there's not too much music from the soundtrack that's featured in the film. You know, like, the soundtracks had great musicians, but it's more, like, inspired by Hunger Games, if that makes sense?
Yes, yeah, I have to, that'll be my homework for now. I think I had homework for this time.
I think you did, too.
But that'll have to be that's more realistic homework. I'll just have to, like, look that up versus create an opinion, formulate an
opinion. It down and remember, because I was curious, because I'm not pretty, like, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah,
like Tom Cruise has so many because like think of Top Gun.
Yeah, there's that hit song 25th Hour that we all love.
I was like, are you serious? I don't remember that one. Oh, I can't wait to talk about 25th Hour one day. No, but the other film, of course, was...
That's the back to school film.
Yes. No, we had decided off air that we would do that for Daylight Savings when
Oh, yeah.
An extra hour. I hope that wins that month.
Yeah.
Okay. No, the other film, though, on the ballot, another blockbuster, a huge film when it came out, a film I saw on Laserdisc originally, and that's Twister.
Oh, again, nothing bad to say here. Twister is just like, the 90s kind of brought back the disaster film, and so this is just right in there with those other disaster films like Independence Day and even like, I don't know, a terrible American Godzilla, and I don't know what else was there. Armageddon, Deep Impact, Volcano.
Yeah, Volcano, Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak, exactly.
Hard Rain.
What's that?
Hard Rain was the film.
Hard Rain?
I think it was. I remember it was very bad. Let me see. Hard Rain. Okay. It has Morgan Freeman.
I remember that one. But yeah, Twister.
Morgan Freeman and what's his name? Christian Slater.
Oh. Never seen that, never heard of it. Maybe I'll watch Hard Rain.
Can someday. I just really quickly read you what Hard Rain is about?
Please do.
Hard Rain is a 1998 action thriller disaster film produced by Mark Gordon, written by Graham Yost.
Oh, Mark Gordon.
Graham Yost is the guy from, like, Band of Brothers on the Pacific, so...
Okay.
It stars Christian Slater, Morgan Freeman, Randy Quaid, Minnie Driver, and Ed Asner.
Wow, Randy Quaid hitting up two disaster films of the 90s, Independence Day and Hard Rain.
The small town of Huntington is forced to evacuate when torrential rains bring rising floodwaters. The local sheriff, played by Randy Quaid, and town residents have been through this before, and they're all too familiar with looting and the petty thefts that take place in their abandoned town. Okay.
All right.
Now, this is related to what I'm going to ask you. It is, because we're talking about Twister. But a little segue here. This film had a $70 million budget and only made $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not a blockbuster.
No.
But what makes a blockbuster to you? Does it have to be successful? Does it have to actually, you know?
Oh, no, no, no. Blockbusters don't have to be successful. It's more like the scope. And it used to be a time of year, but no, that's no longer relevant. It used to be the summer months. I mean, blockbusters didn't exist until Jaws. Jaws was the first blockbuster. And that's because, I mean, all, like, any bigger films released in May. So, I mean, I'm released in, like, the fall, usually. But then it became the summertime. Because people, you know, it wasn't thought like you go to the movies as much in the summertime. There were a lot of repeats in the summer, and films that did well earlier in the year or the past year would replay. So, I mean, it obviously helps if it makes money, but it's more like the money that goes into it and the scope of the film. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Because some people think like a blockbuster is like any successful film, but to me it's the scope.
No, My Big Fat Greek Wedding is not a blockbuster.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. 100% agree with that. No matter how well it does, that is not a blockbuster. Yeah. So really quickly, I think everyone knows what Twister is about, or I don't know. Tell our Hoff fans, if they're not familiar for some reason, really what Philip Seymour Hoffman's role in Twister is.
I mean, Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Dusty, and he drives the Barn Burner,
yeah,
right? It's
yeah.
It's like a short school bus, and he's part of a caravan of like of storm chasers, tornado chasers. Maybe some people in the country probably say it that way. So, he plays Dusty, and he knows all about the suck zone, and he craves sustenance. And he's just a key part of this team led by Helen Hunt and formerly Bill Paxton, who rejoins for this story. And it's just an awesome film that he definitely plays the comic relief and does it extremely well. I love his ensemble. I love the ensemble of the movie. So it's just one of those movies. It's a movie that a lot of people first recall seeing Philip Seymour Hoffman in.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a special movie in that sense. And so either one, I am very much looking forward to sitting down and taking a bowl of popcorn and, this may be a couple of kernels for me now,
Oh. Kyle, I'd like to reveal our winner. And I'm a little disappointed that that's the spread, because I require sustenance. Food. Food, yes.
Food! Twister won it!
Yes, Twister won it. And I said it in one of the closest votes, one of the biggest votes. I would say it was a blockbuster vote. We'll get to Mission Impossible 3 another time, of course, because I definitely want to rewatch that. But we're going to be watching Twister together.
Wow, awesome. I cannot wait. That was a fun episode that we did with Wit and John. So check out that episode. Listen to that. And then get ready to watch the movie with us, Hoff fans, because this is a big one. This is a blockbuster one. This is Twister. This is, we're gonna make some steak and eggs and.
I was gonna say, as much as like I would like to eat popcorn, I don't think our Hoff fan listeners would appreciate popcorn chewing sounds the entire time on the mic.
Good point.
Oh, man, but I am excited to watch Twister, and you guys can listen to our commentary and rewatch of Twister on June 1st. Now, Twister has another person. I don't know if you mentioned him, but Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Fry.
It ties into my current show, High School Slumber Party. We haven't done Ferris Bueller yet, but we just did 16 Candles for our anniversary, so happy 1 year, High School Slumber Party.
Yes, happy, happy 1 year.
And Kyle, you were recently on a Rushmore episode. Which...
Yes, Rushmore. And a guest appearance at your pancake breakfast.
Oh, yeah, that's where you mentioned the Weight Watchers thing. Yes, you were on my anniversary special. We had good fun there. But also, you know, Rushmore recently did very, very well, considering my own numbers. I mean, the feedback was awesome for Rushmore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so... Unfortunately, we never got a Philip Seymour Hoffman Wes Anderson film. That would have been interesting, right?
That would be, yeah. That would, well, oh, that, so that was my home, right? Wasn't it like, imagine Philip Seymour Hoffman in like a modern role?
Yeah, a movie that you've seen recently.
So, yeah, again, I still don't have one exact, but I would definitely have to say like a Wes Anderson would be up there. Maybe like Grand Budapest or something.
Could have seen him in Budapest, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, Kyle, I know you mentioned it a little bit, but quickly, anything new on Foodie Films?
No, just still churning out some videos and obviously our regular episodes, and been recording a lot. So, just, you know, building a good catalog, because God knows the summer gets busy, so I want to have them all ready for you guys to listen to. And I think I might even start doing some episodes kind of like what we're doing here, just like a little fill you in what's going on, that maybe that'll focus more on, you know, because I just realized more and more, I have those, every episode I do like a little open before I get into the interview, and the interviews are just, you know, or I'd like to think conversations, but sometimes it's more of an interview just because I'm asking a question and these guys have so much to tell me, but nonetheless, I think I'm going to do maybe some short episodes just to kind of catch up with maybe what I've been, you know, what food I've had recently, what cities I've been to, and, you know, even have some guests on for brief things, just like, oh, you know, what new food places have you found? Because that's what I want it to be. I want people to be sharing, and I want, you know, people that deserve credits, a lot of these great chefs out there, to be, you know, more well known, and for people just to try what they're cooking. So, yeah,
I like it. I like it. Yeah. That's what's been cooking.
That's what's been cooking. And how about yourself? Besides the anniversary, anything? Anything? And
no, I mean,
it's almost summer break for you.
High school. Our freshman year is almost ending.
Wow.
We're going to be doing some fun things in the summer too, and we're just plugging away doing our high school films. It's been fun. But, you know, our first love, our first project here on the K2Love Podcast Network is, of course, P.S. I Love Hoffman. P.S. I Still Love Hoffman. And I can't wait for you guys to join us June 1st when we talk about Twister. I can't wait to watch Twister. This is going to be a fun one. I guarantee that. It's not going to be one where we're reaching for conversation. I mean...
The suck zone.
The suck zone. Exactly. All right, Kyle. I guess, you know, it's your turn. It's your turn to do your thing.
Well, as always, stay uncool, Hoff fans.
Day Uncool.
Sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along.